What you do with Jesus Christ determines what you do with eternity. By believing and trusting in who Jesus is and what Jesus has done, by proclaiming that Jesus is the authority over your life, then you gain eternal life. And the command for us is to believe. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Listen to what it says in John chapter 3, verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. To disregard the command to believe in Jesus means that the wrath of God is not removed from you, and God's wrath will bear down on you in full force on the day of His choosing. God's wrath is not a popular topic of preaching or teaching. When was the last time you heard a sermon on God's wrath? What even is God's wrath? God's wrath is God's settled and righteous anger and fury against sin and sinners. So hear this clearly. You do not live in a neutral state before God. If you are not a believer in Christ, you are condemned. And the only thing that keeps you from plummeting into a devil's hell is a thin line of God's grace giving you breath right now. There are millions upon millions of people who have chosen to shirk God and to minimize Christ, to increase their own fame and authority, and those people are stacked up like kindling in hell, just as certainly as I'm standing here today. And in that state, they are crying out for torturous annihilation so that their agony can end and so that they will not have to endure God's wrath anymore, but it will not happen. The book of Revelation, for instance, envisions the kings of the earth calling for the mountains to fall on them because they cannot stand the wrath of the Lamb. Later, the book of Revelation champions a warrior Christ with a sword and an army coming to judge the nations and to tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God, the Almighty. To sin against an infinitely holy God requires an infinitely just punishment. And what you are in desperate need of is someone who can step in, bear your punishment, and pay for your guilt. And Jesus has done just that by living a perfect life, therefore being the perfect sacrifice, atoning for the sin of the believer, and accomplishing pardon for the believer. But that's not all He did for you. If that was all, then we would only be in a neutral state. And with our next breath, we would be charged with the guilt of sin. But Jesus, after having been crucified, 3 days later, rose from the dead, proving that God was satisfied with the work of Jesus, and now the believer gets credited to his account the righteousness of Christ and receives the grave-shattering, tomb-rattling life of Christ in them so that they can live in the power and freedom of eternal life with Christ. And the call for you is to turn to Christ in faith. Embrace Him as the Savior and Redeemer you are in desperate need of today. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Don't delay. You are not above all and do not control when the sun will set on your life. But God at any time can justly demand your life from you. And the only reason He hasn't yet is because He is patient and gracious in giving you another opportunity to hear and respond to His good news. If you're a follower of Christ, I want to ask you to pray for Filomeno Kakilala and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Elway LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Benin, Ghana, and Togo.